The United States was one of the last countries in the Western world to get universal health care today. Planned Parenthood CEO Rebecca Isaacs says this is a day to be remembered.
Bringing, 32 million people into the healthcare system is one of the hugest advances we'd see in our country, and I think it's just a monumental effort and a monumental victory, even though not everything's perfect about the bill.
One thing that Isaacs believes can be changed is the executive order in the bill, which states that no federal funds can be used for abortions except in extreme cases such as rape, incest, or the mother's health.
I don't see why something that women in particular may need at a given time for any number of reasons, why that should be marginalized and held out and somehow made different.
Outside a shopping center in South LA, residents had differing opinions on federal funding for abortions. Gloria Lopez says abortion is part of women's health and should be paid for.
The economy, first of all, can't afford any more people as far as welfare and stuff like that. So I think they should pay for it.
Soily Ponteleone disagrees and thinks the money should be used for new schools and hospitals.
People should just, take care of themselves more. Pregnancy is preventable.
Whether you agree or disagree with the new bill, everyone agrees that monumental change has been made today. Brandon Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.